Ephesians chapter 3. I think I need to go there. The Holy Spirit showed me two or three things I need to go to. Go to Ephesians. Chapter 3. And we're talking about part two of the importance of developing a grace lifestyle. Now, grace means unearned. I'm still having some problem here, boys. Unearned, unmerited favor. It's something God has done for you. You know, Christ is something God has done for us. Jesus is something God has done for us. Right? And within God doing that for us, eternal life came, and we became born again, became saved by receiving someone. We had to receive. Now, you don't automatically become a Christian. You have to receive someone. And when you receive that someone take your place and you take his place. So I want you to hear the subject, because you got to hear the subject, because it's a shifting now. It's a dispensation living change where there'll be no condemnation, no punishment, no worry, no fear, no judgment, no curse, no separation, no stagnation. It's a live walk consistently with God. God holding your hand, telling you how much he loves you. No man can pluck me out of his hand. I'm there forever. That's what the scripture said. John 10, 27, 28, 29 said, no man can pluck me out of his hand. No man can pluck me out of the Father's hand. That's scripture. I'm going to show you another scripture that's going to be a blessing to you. But I want to look at this Ephesians 3, 2. You there? If ye have heard of the what? Dispensation. That's a time. It's a set time, a divine order of the grace of God. Now, underline that, of the grace of God. So that's a dispensation. That's a time. That's an order. That's a divine order. Of the grace of God, which is given me to you, what? Apostle Paul talks about that grace was given to him for the church. All right, now, turn to Romans chapter 6, verse 14. A lot of scriptures today. Because the first thing we got to do, we must stop this identity crisis. Because you are the righteousness of God. And it's a matter of standing your ground, no matter what way you seem to be tricked by the enemy, to knowing who you are in Christ. That's what's going to get you out. Knowing who you are in Christ. Who am I in Christ? I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Scripture-wise. 2 Corinthians 5:21, that's what it said. I've been made righteous. Now, the only one can unmake me righteous is the one who made me righteous. So here in Romans chapter 6, verse 14, that is powerful, boy. See that? Notice what it says now. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Now, I give the reason why. You have to believe this. It gives the reason why. Look at somebody, tell me, it gives the reason why. Tell them, listen to the word of God. For ye are not under the law, but under grace. So, what is saying to us? The law and grace, they are not the same thing. Talk to me. So we have to establish the fact for you, where are you living? And what have happened because of erroneous teaching, the church have tried to live grace under the law. Trying to live Mount Carey from Mount Sinai. You know what happened in Mount Sinai when the law was given? 3,000 died. You know what happened when the church was first birthed? 3,000 got saved. So it's a whole different system. Are you following me? Grace speaks life. Those of you who have been condemned because you joined the church and you got baptized and you joined the church, you love God, and you got out and you made some mistakes, and the church is so judgmental you couldn't go back to it. So you drank and you got drunk. So now you're sober. So you need to get your crazy self back where you're supposed to be with the law and stop letting these people stop you. The Lord still love you. And I'm saying go and get drunk again. So, for he talking to, let's back up. Go to the 11th verse. Likewise, reckon, that word reckon means count. You're talking to Christian now. This is written to Christian. Ye also yourself to be dead indeed unto sin. Notice it says sin. But alive unto God through what? Notice verse 12 now. It's telling me that I have power over sin. It's telling me, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies. See where it ran at? That you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instrument of unrighteousness. Why? Because you, the righteous, unto sin. But yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instrument of righteousness unto God, for sin shall not have dominion over you. For you are not under the law, but under grace. All right, Lord, I see it. All right, now go back to that verse. Where that verse where it had rain in there, where sin ran in. Take me back to that verse. Verse 12. You with me? Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Now, sin will reign if you don't have the revelation of how to let the Spirit of God run your life. All right? Sin will reign, lust will reign, all those things will reign in your life, but they should not be reigning. Now, turn to Romans 5:17. What can stop sin from reigning in my life? What can cause me to reign in life? What can cause me to be on top of it? What can cause me to be invited but not go? What can cause me to be attacked but not fall for it? I'm ready to change. How many of y'all ready to change? I want to live for God. Well, I'm going to show you how. Instead of sin reigning, the day has come. The day has come that you as a believer will know how to reign in life. As long as you try to achieve things, sin going to reign. As long as you try to be a performer, try to hold yourself in righteousness, sin going to reign. You don't have enough power within your own context of yourself. I don't care how many scriptures you read, how long you have prayed, you need some extra help. Sin have had too much dominion in good people, too much dominion in the church, because we have not known how to stand our ground. Because we're trying to do it by being a goody-goody person. Without Christ, you're no good. As we develop this lifestyle of living under grace, I want to go back to Ephesians 2, 7 and 8 first. Then we come to the 17th verse of the reigning, but I want to deal with 2, 7 and 8 first, because I believe the same ingredients that got you out of Satan's hand is the same ingredient going to keep you out. I don't know how he pulled this off. I don't know how we got away from the power that caused us to be greater than him, to make us try to do a lot of things with scriptures and with prayer. I go to church, I pay my tithe, I take communion, and all of those things are right. But you cannot fight him with just that. Because if scripture would have whooped him, we would have had him down already. He'd be pinned down the rest of his life. But he, that rock could get back up from scripture. Because you have to know something. You just can't have the scripture. Jesus said, search the scripture, for in them you think you have life, but they testify of me. Study to show yourself approved, not unto man, unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed. What? Rightly dividing the word of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we have not rightly divided the word when they talk about the commandment and grace. We have taken grace out of place and try to replace it with what we do, how much we love God, and not understand how much God loves us. See, the power is not in how much you love him. The power is in how much he loves you. Your love didn't defeat Satan. His love defeated Satan. Bible said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Should not perish. Should not perish. Should not perish. So what have happened here, this is so powerful. The Amplified Bible put it more clearer, but it said that in ages to come he might show the exceeding, what now? Exceeding what? Come on, say it, y'all. Right, underline that. Underline exceeding riches of his grace. You're going to need this. You're going to need God carrying you. Hey, I said you're going to need God carrying you. There are times you're not able to make the next step. But grace pick you up. Become a foundation for you. I'm in Christ. Christ in me. That's where your victory at. Sometimes your body lets you down. Your mind lets you down. But you stay in the spirit. That in the age of coming, my show is the exceeding riches of his grace. Look at this. Listen. In his kindness. Not judgment. In his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. It's so important. Everybody say through Christ Jesus. That's where it's all at, right there. Through Christ Jesus, not through Avin, Leroy, John, Johnny, Sue, and Sally. Through Christ Jesus. That's where grace works at. See, grace is not a doctrine. Listen, grace is a person. And that person is Jesus. Are you listening to me? How many of y'all have accepted Jesus as your personal Savior? All right. How many of y'all have ever sinned? How many of y'all need help? I need help. Oh, y'all truthful this morning too. Y'all ready, boy. Go to the next verse now. Verse 8. Here it is in a nutshell. How in the world we got away from this? The ingredients... The ingredients that were applied to my life and got me set free. And then I try to live by something else. He says, for by grace are you saved. Look at it. No law, no way in you. No commandment, no Ten Commandments. No what I do, no way in here. I couldn't save myself. How many of y'all know you couldn't save yourself? But on the other hand, If I understand grace, I can keep myself. What is it? 1 John 5, what? Now you're going to, huh? Hold your finger there. Turn to 1 John 5, 18 now. See? The reason we haven't been kept, because we're trying to keep ourselves in the wrong way. Everybody want to live. How many of y'all want to live right? Come on, tell the truth. Everybody want to live right. But every time I try to live right, evil is always present. So what happened? What you got? You listening? Because I'm finna jump. Hold that. 5:18. Hold that. I'm finna jump. See, the Apostle Paul wrote 3/4 of the New Testament. He never talked about confessing your sin. But he did talk about confessing righteousness. That's another lesson. We'll get to that. But in the 7th chapter of Romans, you find Paul, before he had proven out, trying to live for Christ by the law. And he got whooped every time. He was so bad, he finally said, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of sin?" Then he went over in the 8th chapter and start talking about being led by the Spirit. Being led by the Spirit that you may walk in grace, not by the law. Now, this scripture has been unproven because we did not understand it. 1 John 5:18. We know that whosoever is what? All right, how were you born of God? Flip back to Ephesians 2:8. Come on. Go back to Ephesians 2:8. I want you to highlight "for by grace." For by grace. Get that for me. For by grace. They're trying to get it back there because it's new for them. For by grace. I want you to know it's for by grace. Okay? So none of us was worthy. None of us were good. I don't care if you stayed at the house all your life, never went nowhere. I don't care if you never saw a beer can, neither a cigarette. You're still not worthy. All right. So it's for by grace are you saved, what? Through faith, and that's not of yourself. So it is the gift of God, right? So it's two ingredients, grace and faith. Grace and faith. Say it, grace and faith. So now we have to stay functioning the rest of our lives in grace and faith. What happened? Through a lot of teaching, through a lot of doctrine, the church stopped living in grace and faith and began to live by thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not bear false witness. And thou cannot do all those thou. It's impossible. It's impossible. So we've been trying to live a possible life in an impossible way. The life is possible. It is possible to live holy. It is possible to live sanctified. But as soon as you miss it, don't get unsanctified. It is possible to live a righteous life. But just because you made a mistake don't mean you're unrighteous. And see, that's what the church teaches us. So we always condemn. We always worried about our next mistake. And that's not what God taught. That's the law. So if the reason that one will not be able to keep themselves is by not understanding the real truth about the ingredients from the finished work of Christ on the cross, manifested grace and righteousness for us to live by and trust him to keep us, but we got to be in full agreement with it. So when you go to 1 John 5:18 now, go ahead. Because that's a very important word. For we know that what? Born of God. All right, born of God. And born of God through the grace of God and the faith of God in the Son of God. Right? Now, we're going to maintain our place in Christ by that. Same way we were saved is the same way we got to keep living. So, there you go, honey. By grace. So now we're living a grace life. We're living a life with a net under us. We're walking a tight walk. We're walking a tight rope of life. But in case we fall, God has a grace, has a net under us that we won't break our net. Now, let's talk about, let's think about a tightrope. You've seen the tightrope, right? All right, now, everybody in here, under the sound of my voice and all over the world listening, you have walked the tightrope and you have fell off the wire. Now, the person here never fell off the wire. You fell off the wire, but the net of eternal redemption caught you that you would not destroy yourself. It wasn't no way for us to understand his voice by law. I'm about to explain in a few minutes, Lonzo, but it's no way for us to understand that we can live right by law. You can get in a position where Satan can't make you sin. You just got to know how to answer him. He make you an offer. Satan can't make you an offer you can't refuse. You got one answer for Satan. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So he said, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. Now, that sin is not, that has to be explained. That person will not practice sin. But he that is begotten of God, now this is something, boy, listen, keepeth himself. And the wicked one touches him not. Keepeth himself under grace, keepeth himself under faith, keepeth himself under the finished work of Christ, keepeth himself aware of the fact that he's under the righteousness of God. God made me righteous and nobody bad enough to make me unrighteous.
That's it. That's it, Dad.
Turn to 2 Corinthians 5:21. Look at this. You need to look at this. Who can undo what God have done? The Bible said of Balaam, whom God have blessed, no man can curse. You know, we talk about hell and heaven. Ain't nobody want to go to hell. Ain't nobody got no time for no hell. Can't get out. You never come back. Boing, 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 boing. Nobody want boing, baby, boing. Nobody want to go to hell. You know what I'm saying? Nobody will go to hell, so I'm holding on to what I got. I got Jesus. But notice this. For God had made Jesus to be sin for us. Notice that sin singular. See, that's the one, that sin nature. Who knew no sin, that we might be made what? So do you tell me just because you committed two sins, you're unrighteous? So you're telling me Satan is greater than the blood of Jesus? No. You tell me Satan can undo what Jesus did? No. You either guilty or you're free. Make up your mind what you want to be. And stop fighting to be guilty. Stop fighting to go to hell. Stop fighting, I might make it, I might not make it. Stop fighting that foolishness. Recognize, in Christ, I live, I move, and I have my being. All the time you spent confessing sin, you should have been confessing righteousness. You should remind your body, my body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. My body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. My body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. My body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. My body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. My body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. That's a wrap there, brother. That's a wrap there, because every time I say that, Satan's hand is being knocked off of my body. Now, I'm taking some more scripture in a few minutes. We must stop this identity crisis because you are the righteousness of God. And I want you knowing who you are in Christ, number one. Secondly, and stay in your position properly by functioning in grace. Maintaining your stability in grace. Now, there are two scriptures we need to look at here. I don't know if I'm going to get far in my notes, but there's two scriptures. Hebrews 13:8. Everybody know that voice, but they don't know the night voice. Everybody know verse 8. Ha, 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 ha. Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. For if he the same yesterday, today and forever, and I mean him. I'm the same today, yesterday and forever. Not because of what I am, not because of what I did, because of what he did. Yeah, man, but I drank the 8-pack. Well, I don't advise you doing that. Because, you know, your brain go to acting crazy. See, I've drank before. And then you find, how we got here? Now, I'm going to ask y'all to be serious. How many of y'all got somewhere you didn't know how you got there? See, don't be setting up your line. I'm about by myself. Matter of fact, where are we? And who are you? See, the man went out and met a woman and fell in love with her and married her. She was a good singer. She could sing, Roy. She could sing. He married her, you know, got all excited and married her. And they woke up on their honeymoon. He looked at her and said, sing, baby, sing, sing. Now, I want you to go in this next verse with me, understanding that God's not holding nothing against you. And I want you to become strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And grace don't even sound like a powerful word, but it is. And Satan didn't want us to know this. Unearned preferential treatment. Divine supernatural favor. Belong to the child of God. I'm supposed to have favor on my job, favor in my body, favor in my finances, favor in my marriage. I'm supposed to have God's supernatural favor on my life. The Bible, Psalm 5:12 says, God, surround me. I'm surrounded with faith. But you have to know that. You have to know that when it looks like you're down. You have to talk to yourself. Say, you favorite child of God, you. I'm the apple of God's eye. You got to talk to yourself, man. You got to talk. What? See, but if Satan could stain you with sin and make you believe that sin is greater than the blood, you never going to see your God favorite. You're going to be worried about that condemnation, that guilt, that mistake you made 16 years ago. Goodness. Now, strange doctrine. A doctrine in this dispensation that is out of grace is strange. And most of what the church has been teaching is strange gospel, strange doctrine. All right, hold that. Go to Galatians chapter 1. I want to deal with the law of double reference. I want to look at the 7th verse, I believe, in Galatians chapter 1, verse 7. I want to make it plain. Make it plain? Say it. Tell me, make it plain. Yeah, the little child can't miss it. Because I want to get all of y'all from under guilt. All of y'all have made mistakes. I want y'all to drop that guilt right now. Drop it and get back in your place walking with Christ. And you get to the place where you don't want to sin. You get to the place where you ain't going to sin. Because you know too much to sin. And you become powerful within yourself, within your spirit, within understanding what God has done for you. Satan just can't make you do something. But you got to know how to answer him right. That rascal, you got to know how to deal with him. You got to let him know, greater! Is he? Let him know that I'm delivered from the power of darkness and I'm translated in the kingdom of God, dear son. You must let him know the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He leads me into green pasture and beside still water. Yeah, I know I walk among demons and thieves, but they will not stop me because I'm anointed. We've given him too much power. We've given him too much glory in the church. He's no match for Jesus. He's no match for the Holy Ghost. He's no match for the sovereign God. God is a sovereign God. And he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I remember your sins no more. Church, my brother, the church has been underestimated. A Christian has been underestimated because they have not been trained properly. You are a powerful being. You have the Lord Jesus Christ living on the inside of you. And then on the other hand, you are in Christ. You're not a peasant, a beggar trying to get a piece of bread. Your source is greater than any source that exists. You are a child of the living God. God is your father. You are his child. You are in the family. You are a citizen of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is on the inside of you. He rules. He reigns. Every time you see a little light, somebody come put the light out. Some church member come judging and condemning and pointing their finger at us and talking about we're going to hell. I want to sit down. I'm about to close. I want Pakalisa here. I want to help you if I can. You gonna let me help you? How many are getting this? Worry and fear and letting your shortcoming override your position. His grace is amazing. This is the grace life is an amazing life. Write these words down. Triumph, triumph, dominion, victory. More than a conqueror. Just write that down so you can read it sometime. That's you. In Christ. In him. In whom. Say this with me. I'll never be defeated. Another day in my life. If I fall down, I'm going to get right back up. See, when you fall or you fail, what keep you down by not knowing how to get up? You get up by knowing you're the righteousness of God. My body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. You get up because I'm not, just because I fell down, I'm not out of the Father's hand. See. Now we have the judge here today. We have lawyers in here today. You can't be tried for the same case twice. I saw a movie where a woman said, I'm going to kill you now. I went to trial. You've been hiding. And she said, you've been hiding it. And now I went to court for you. And I got free. Now, bam. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a license of sin. I don't want to sin. But if I sin, I have an advocate. If I sin, I'm not going to wild and let the devil whoop me. I'm going to say to him, tell the devil, look, devil, I'm the righteousness of God. We're talking about changing lifestyle. We're talking about developing a lifestyle of grace. And that's what the Lord intended, because if we were saved by grace, all right? Well, I told you we're going now. Galatians. I want to show you something in Galatians real quick. Galatians chapter 1. Look at verse 6. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him. That call you into the what? Grace of who? Christ. Grace of Christ. Grace of Christ. Grace of Christ. Called into the grace of Christ. Called into the grace of Christ. Called into the grace. Not the law. Christ has no law. The only law that we have in Christ is the law of Christ Jesus. Look at Romans 8:2. Oh, put your finger there. God dog it. Put your finger there. Y'all going to start enjoying your life. Stop fighting to survive and thrive. What Romans 8:2 say? For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. All right, let me ask you a question. Some of y'all are smarter than me. I'm going to ask you a question. I want a smart person to answer this. Smart person, stay up and answer this. When did God change that? Come on, give me a voice of scripture that he changed. When he changed it? The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had what? From the law of sin and death. It did not say, and I'm not, it did not say if I don't sin. I'm still free. You say, am I going to keep on sinning? No, because the Holy Spirit is going to convict you of your righteousness. And you're going to look at the Lord and say, Lord, I'm sorry. The prodigal son came home not because he was sorry for his sin. He came home because he was hungry. And he had practiced what he was going to tell his father about his sin, but he really was hungry. And on his way home, when he got there, he was trying to rehearse and read his paper, whatever he had to tell his father. And the Bible said the father fell on his neck and kissed him and told him, get the best robe, ring, and sandals, and kill a fattest calf. Wait a minute, something missing here. He never had a chance to confess his sin. That parable was showing us the love of God. Back to the widow woman. Back to the adulterous woman. Jesus said to that woman in John 8, if anybody condemn you, he said, no, Lord, they're all gone. He said, I condemn you, not do I condemn you. Then he said to her, confess your sin. No, he didn't. He said, go and sin no more. The woman at the well had lived with five men. Jesus was trying to get that other water, you know. Once you get that other water in you, baby, sins are gone. And so Jesus kept talking to her, you know, Then she kept talking about racism. She talked about her father and all that on it. And Jesus said, if you had that water I had, you won't need no bucket. And all of a sudden, the Spirit of God, it dawned on that woman that he was talking about another kind of water. And she took a drink and never confessed that I'd live with five men. She didn't have to confess it. It was wiped out by grace. She took off. Now, let me tell you something. I don't care what organized religion say. God knew if he showed me this thing, I'm going to preach it. Well, I see the body of Christ need to be free from this. We've been trying to live by the law. We've been condemned. We don't want to take communion because we don't think we're right for communion. You can't live right enough for communion. You are a candidate for communion because of what he did. And then the communion will help you. Communion is full of grace, full of healing, full of forgiveness, full of love. You understand what I'm saying, Bob? We've been trying to live for God in the wrong dispensation. We got committees that judge people. You tell them sit down for 5 weeks. And 9 out of 12 committee members need to be sitting down with them. He that without sin cast the first stone. Unworthy people telling unworthy people they're unworthy. Don't judge me, love me. Tell me I can make it. And I'm telling you, with your cabin looking self, you can make it. You can make it. You can be right in here with us, rolling. Your mistakes is not going to be held against you. I'm just going to love you, son. You can grow, develop, be strong. You want to do it. Your mama trusted your younger brother to me. She called me and said, I want you to, just call me. You know your mama, she don't play no, she just called and said, my boy broke up, I want you to go see about my boy. I ain't a pastor, nothing. I just got to go. There he is. Do you know how much joy, I'm going to get off in a minute, but you know how much joy it'll bring to her if you get locked into the church with your brother and go to walking? You know how much joy that'll bring to your mama and me and God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit? And this whole church, shout out loud. Where was I before I went to that voice there? I left a voice to go there. What? Huh? All right, go back to Galatians. Sit down a minute. We're going to close in a minute. What you had? That was an hour on there? Well, put an hour on it. I ain't quitting. Come on, Father. The grace of Christ. Look at that voice. The grace of Christ. You got that on the line? The grace of Christ. Now, look what it says next. What it says next. I mean, verse 6, what it say? Come on, over here, y'all got Bible? What it say? The next, after it said the grace of Christ, what it say? So if it says unto another gospel, there must be some imitated gospel. Let me tell you what the imitated gospel is. It's a gospel that is trying to live on the outside of grace and live by the law. It's a gospel that's not trying to live by what Jesus has done, but what you can do. It's a gospel that will keep you guilty, worried, sick, condemned, cursed. There is no other gospel. Now look at Acts 20:24. Rabashatata. Acts 20:24. Isn't this freeing you up? You're getting free with this? This is the truth. What did Jesus say about the truth? Yeah, thank you, darling. Thank you. Thank you. I don't care how long we've been going the other way. Just turn the doggone boat around, man. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. It means when I mess up, I can go to my church and hear Zion's song and hear the man of God preach the word and come back to myself. My God, I don't even know where I'm at. What scripture I told you to go to? Is that talking about the gospel of grace? Huh? What has been? What has been? What has been? Just tell me. Answer my question. What has been? The gospel of grace. I ain't know nothing about no God. The gospel of grace. Look at the 32nd verse. Hold up. Go back to that verse. I don't want nobody to miss it. Go back to the. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto me, so that I might finish. Paul talking about my course with joy, yes, it's cold, and the ministry which I receive of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Now, we saw that term, the grace of God, somewhere else before, right? What it was? Galatians 1, what? 6. It said the gospel, the grace, it said the grace of God, didn't it? Yeah, the grace of Christ. Grace of Christ, grace of cross, God, grace of the cross, same thing. Now go to the 32nd verse. You want to be built up? How many of y'all want to be built up? How many of y'all want your inheritance? You cannot get it by the law. You cannot get it by religion. You cannot get it by regulation. You have to walk out in revelation of the grace of God in Christ Jesus. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
Look at this. And now, brethren, you're Paul, the apostle of grace, about to leave a church, and now he talks to these pastors. He trying to talk to these pastors. That's what I'm trying to do now. I'm trying to talk to these pastors. These pastors got to get right. Oh, ye pastor who listen to me. We got to preach the gospel of grace to God's people. We got to preach the gospel of grace. We can't preach hell and damnation and sin and God out to get you. We got to tell people God loves you. God waiting for you. God making a way for you. God got his hand on you. God holding you up. God, for you strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. How many of y'all want your inheritance? How many of y'all want to live a build-up life? There it is right here. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. To what? To what? The word of his unmerited favor. The word of his preferential treatment. The word what you can't earn, he bought it for you. A word of righteousness. What is able to build you up. Bill and give. Look at it. Bill and give. From this day forward, you're going to be living a bill and give life. Bill your weak spot. Bill your strong. Bill and give. You made it. It's something I couldn't do. He's going to bill you up right there. Yeah, bill you up. Bill you so I can give you. Whatever the devil been holding back for you, I'm going to bill you up so I can give you what you want. God in the building and giving business. He's not in the tearing down and taking business. He's able to peel you up and give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Now the problem is you don't recognize you're sanctified because you made a mistake. But that scripture in Ephesians, help me. You are washed. You are sanctified. You are justified. Come on, boy. You want to be my Bible man. Ephesians what? What? Huh? 1 Corinthians 6:11. Turn there. Because the problem is, you don't, hold that voice right there. That's for them. Hold that voice. Them what you, come on now, I'm going to fire you. What you sanctify. Get back. Those what you sanctify. What the matter? Y'all can't highlight today? Them what you sanctify. Them what you, come on, y'all. Get yourself together back there. Them what you sanctify. Boy, she tried, boy. She hit every button she can. Y'all lost. Y'all forgot what y'all did last time. Them what you sanctify. I don't need a big writing. I need a color. I got the definition of sanctification. I don't have time to find it. But it means set apart, I believe. That's one of the man names, set apart. Them what are sanctified. All right? All right? Now, the problem is with sin consciousness. Uh-huh. With condemnation consciousness. You are not validated as sanctified. But you are. You hear me, Henrietta? You are. You are a sanctified woman. It's not based on what Henrietta did. It's based on what Jesus did for Henrietta. And Henrietta accepted it long time ago. So when you understand, even though I made a mistake, but I'm designed to be set apart. Finally, the set apart anointing going to overtake the mistake anointing. And I want to say this, the Spirit of God telling me to tell you this now. You are you going to be right now. Now, you can grow in grace and grow in the knowledge of it, but you're already there. When you catch up with your position, I heard the Spirit of God say, one of the main things that take you out of your position is tradition. Tradition make your position of none effect. 1 Corinthians 6:11. They can't get that color in there today. I got them. I'm going to laugh at them for years for that. They all think they're machinists back there. A machine whooping them. But, now, this is talking to Christians. This is talking to you. And such was some of you. See, if you read the context, they're talking about different sins. And such was some of you. But ye are, John 15:3 say you're cleansed through the word. But ye are sanctified. But you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. Look, double. In the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. He hit us twice there, see? He hit us twice. He said, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that's good enough by itself. Then he said, and by the Spirit of our God. Now, I'm going to close with this. The main problem has been, and we're going to get over this. I believe in living right. I believe in it. I don't believe in no sin. No, I'm against sin. But I know every now and then somebody's going to make a mistake. I need them to come back here so I can inoculate them. How you do it? Put that, shoot them in the arm now. Give them some more of this drug. So now, I want to compare two scriptures in my closing. I want you to understand this. And then we'll take back up. I might do part 3 of this. Because I got a lot of stuff. My secretary got a lot of stuff. I didn't touch none of it hardly. but I'm following the direction of the Holy Spirit. We're talking about development of a lifestyle of grace, right? We're saying that we cannot keep the law. And most of the traditional teaching is, do this, don't do that. Thou shalt this, thou shalt that. Now, when you get through with all that, man, you'd be all confused. I can't keep out there and do all that. You know you ain't able to do it. I don't want to compare Ephesians 2:8 and Romans 5:17. The same way you got saved is the same way you're going to reign in life. You reign in grace. You reign in righteousness. It's something that already has been accomplished. It's not something that you can achieve. All right? It's something, listen to me, you listen to me? It's something that has been accomplished and already achieved. On a hill. Not far away. A man gave his son to die in my place. When that son died, it satisfied the demand of justice. When that son died, it took the place of the first Adam. And the last Adam came on the scene. Why one can walk and say, I'm redeemed. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Being made a curse for me, for it's written, curse they want to hang on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham. Blessing of Abraham are mine, boy. Oh, mine. Now notice you saved. For by grace are you saved, right? Through faith. Then it tell you to get all the pride out you. Heard a man say, humility, God's ability, step off in possibility. And by the law, we proud that we know the 23rd Psalm. And we're supposed to know the 23rd Psalm. But the 23rd Psalm didn't do it. The 23rd Psalm, you say, that's the Old Testament, that's prophetic. That's a messianic psalm. You're talking about Jesus, the good shepherd. For by grace are you saved, through faith, that's not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Now, why without grace you think you can keep yourself? So you remember 1 John 5:18, right? Now, let's go to Romans 5:17 and wrap up for this morning. Romans 5:17. See how you're going to overcome. The Bible says, whatsoever is born of God, 1 John 5:4, overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. You heard that? 1 John 5:4. Faith and grace working together. All right? Now, the 17th verse, this is where we have not been able to live, because unless you understand what God has done for you. Now, can I read a little bit? Because they're going to make it more clear to you, all right? I need to read the 17th verse. Let me read a little bit to you in my closing. Romans 5. Let me read a little bit to you. Romans 5. Let me see where I want to start at. I'll start at verse 15. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. Underline free gift. For it's through the offense of one many be dead. Much more the grace of God and the gift by grace. Oh, Jesus. The grace of God, I wish y'all could highlight. The grace of God. I just want to just mash it on them today. They'll practice more next week. The grace of God and the gift by grace. You see that? Huh? All right. Which is by one man. Jesus Christ has what? And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but that is again, free gift. I think it's five times. If is of many offenses unto justification. Now, look at verse 17. How many of y'all ready to reign in life? How many of y'all ready to be built up? How many of y'all ready to receive your inheritance? How many are ready to declare I'll never be broke another day in my life? How many are ready to declare I'll never be sick another day in my life? How many declare I'm going to live and not die? I'm going to live a long, satisfied life. And people who are in Christ do not get old. Old is a sin. Old come from the curse. Old come pointing toward death. I'm young in Christ. As long as I live. See, old is decaying. Think young. Look young. You proud of saying I'm old? I'm old. In heaven, you're not going to ever change. They don't grow old in heaven. Because the curse is not up there. Y'all let this system stop y'all thinking old. Join all them old committees. At first, you trying to help her get up. You've been around her so long, now she's trying to help you get up. Just complain. My leg hurt, my toe hurt, my back hurt. You get through here and all that, something's going to start hurting on you. Just hold it to yourself. You're hurting, just keep it to yourself. Ain't nobody want to hear your misery. My leg not hurting. Call your leg a lie. Stop agreeing with it. You know, my old back bad. Nobody want to hear about your old back. Jesus. Come on, I'm going to read verse 17. We'll take off the next Sunday. For by one man offense, death ran by one. 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 Much more, much more, much more, much more, much more, much more. They which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. They that do not receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall not reign in life. They'll talk about how much sin they have committed and how sorrowful they are, how condemned they are, how guilty they are, how unworthy they are, and make a mockery of the blood of Jesus. Say it, get up. We're going to say something here now. Get up. We're going to say something. I'm blessed. I'm the righteousness of God. My body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. I will live long and strong and testify of the goodness of God. My family is blessed going in and coming out. I'm strong. I'm healthy. I'm wealthy. I'm blessed. I'm full of joy. I'm full of victory. I'm full of Jesus. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I'm full of grace. I'm full of goodness. I'm full of His mercy. I tell you, I'm blessed. I praise the Lord this morning because I'm blessed. Now dance a little bit because you're blessed. Go ahead and praise Him. 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 Glory to God. Go ahead and praise Him. Praise Him, I said. Praise Him. Move something. Move something. Be thankful. Be thankful. Praise His holy name. The Lord is good and His mercy endures forever. What a ride, what a ride. Praise His name, come on. Lift your hand, praise his name. I tell you what, y'all better enjoy walking in here getting them seats. I heard from the Lord yesterday morning, early in the morning. You better enjoy just walking in here, just dragging here, get what seat you want, just throw the book in there. Even though we got that balcony, nobody in the balcony, nobody in the back. It's going to be a snowball effect. The word going to get out. Word going to get out. About, see, people have been looking for, people know it's more in life in Christ, in the church, in the spirit, more than a car and a house. You can get a house and a car hustling. People know there's more in life, John. They know that. They know there's more, y'all. They know there's more in life, man. Come on. Roy, they know there's more in life. People know there's more in life. And when they hear about it, it's out in Darrow. You understand what I'm saying, Brown? You understand what I'm saying? People want to be free, man. They ain't got no time for this mess every day wondering what I done. Wondering where my blessing gonna come from. You got two or three people in the church acting a jackass, and then everybody going to get all upset about them two or three persons. We got to keep doing what we're doing. Because the jack going to jump off the ass. They're going to come out and act right. The Holy Ghost going to hit them. You in a Holy Ghost environment, they got to get hit, boy. That's why the church need to be stirred up. When a person, change their mind. I've been in the street, and I tell you, it don't even touch the glory of God. I'm so happy now. I'm more happy than I ever been in my life. Ain't no whiskey, no beer, no wine, no woman can make a man this happy. Shoot. Ain't no woman finer than Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. You're not going to help me. Hallelujah. Y'all got to stop being in a hurry. Say hallelujah. Lord, I've given the people your word. I've done the best I could do.